The Middle East ceasefire is hanging by a thread, with Israel expanding its strikes in Lebanon and Iran once again closing the Strait of Hormuz to shipping. Just a day earlier, the U.S. had hailed the ceasefire agreement. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called it a big day for world peace.
They've had enough. Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory.
The peace deal came about hours after Trump's threats to obliterate Iran's energy and transportation infrastructure, as well as its civilization.
President Trump had the power to cripple Iran's entire economy in minutes. But he chose mercy.
Trump, too, had claimed victory, posting a message Tuesday claiming complete and total victory and saying that Iran's 10-point peace proposal offered a basis for negotiations. He did not mention his own 15-point plan, which Iran had rejected. For its part, Iran, too, claimed victory, saying in a social media post that Iran had forced the U.S. to accept Iran's 10-point plan. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt disputed that in her Wednesday press briefing.
The Iranians originally put forward a 10-point plan that was fundamentally unserious, unacceptable, and completely discarded. It was literally thrown in the garbage by President Trump and his negotiating team.
She blasted U.S. media coverage of Iran's plan, saying Trump agreed to work with an entirely different and condensed version of Iran's proposal.
The president's red lines, namely the end of Iranian enrichment in Iran, have not changed. And the idea that President Trump would ever accept an Iranian wish list as a deal is completely absurd.
Israel had reportedly urged Trump not to agree to a ceasefire, and opposition leaders there are now blasting the agreement as a defeat and a failure by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, leaving Israel no more secure now than before the war. Meanwhile, Israel has ratcheted up its attacks on Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, saying the ceasefire does not apply to Lebanon. That, despite statements from Pakistan, which brokered the deal, that Lebanon is indeed included. More than 1,500 people have been killed in Lebanon, with more than 1 million people displaced. A fresh barrage of Israeli airstrikes on Beirut Wednesday hit residential and commercial areas, killing at least 112 people. Tamin Al-Kitan is a spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office.
Such carnage, hours after agreeing to a ceasefire with Iran, defies belief.
He says hospitals are overwhelmed, and a UN human rights team there describes a scene of devastation.
International humanitarian law spells out clearly that civilians and civilian infrastructure must be protected. There must be prompt and independent investigations into all alleged violations, and those responsible brought to justice. Efforts to bring peace to the wider region will remain incomplete as long as the Lebanese people are living under continuing fire, forcibly displaced, and in fear of further attacks.
Several UN peacekeepers have also been injured in Lebanon, in addition to the civilian casualties. Some observers say Israel is especially targeting Lebanon's health system in the way it has already attacked health providers in Gaza. The UN condemned the Israeli strikes on Lebanon and civilian casualties, calling for diplomacy and an end to the hostilities. Farhan Haq is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran offers an opportunity to prevent further loss of lives between Lebanon and Israel. We urge all concerned to abide by the ceasefire. Now is the time to pursue talks to resolve outstanding differences and work towards a permanent ceasefire and a long-term solution to the conflict. There's no military solution to the conflict.
It's those Israeli attacks on Lebanon that moved Iran to again close the Strait of Hormuz. And the issue of Lebanon is not the only dispute over what's in the ceasefire agreement. For one thing, there's the matter of who controls the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says the deal allows it to charge ships passing through the strait, while Trump is opposed to tolls. On Iran's nuclear program, Trump says the U.S. will remove enriched uranium from Iran, but Iran says the peace deal includes Washington's acceptance of enrichment of uranium. Iran also says the deal includes a U.S. guarantee of no new attacks and the end of sanctions on Iran, along with compensation for war damages. All of those issues are likely to be topics for more negotiations. The White House says Vice President J.D. Vance will lead talks Saturday in Islamabad, Pakistan, on bringing an end to the war. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said in a social media post, The ball is in the U.S. court, and the world is watching whether it will act on its commitments. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.